Yeah, we can get this on tape.
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock the Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
I appreciate you, man.
Like, yo, because I feel like
it matters.
As long as you keep, as long as peace is paramount, like, if you, like, if that's what you worried about, you worried about keeping your shit steady.
Keeping my peace.
Right? If the, as long as that's number one, then everything else is just like, all right, bro, whatever. How does it affect my peace, though?
If that is your first question with anything that is arising in life.
Yo, this
how
new,
is it affecting
this
my
new
peace
car
right
look
now?
Fly as fuck though, but how is it gonna affect my peace? Like, am I gonna have to work harder?
You know how I've thought about that? I've thought about that so many times. No, seriously, I've thought about that with the color of cars. I've thought about that with, like, how am I gonna be seen in this car?
Uh-huh.
How much irritating energy am I gonna get?
How much irritating energy?
That is a real thing, bro.
That's funny as hell. So as I look at this while we record, we looking away from each other. So give me a second. Anyway, keep talking. What are we talking about today?
Should we switch seats?
Huh?
Does that make a difference?
Are no, it used? Don't. It don't. It's just
because you know how you are normally on this side.
I hear you. But that's not the issue, really. It's the position of the cameras. So
we're gonna make it work.
Absolutely.
We just gonna make it work. Look, I'll turn this way. I'll do it like this.
I'm gonna just do. Nah, like, you still looking the other way if you look at me. Like, look at me right now. Yeah, you looking that way.
Damn.
So
wait, should I just look this way the whole time we talking?
Yeah, there you go.
And that's look this way. Crazy.
Yep, I'm going to look away from you.
You gotta do what you gotta do in this
Yo,
world,
hold on,
you
bro.
Know?
We about to fix this
it's
right
all
now.
All good, bro.
Y'all
we
know
just
who
talk
we are. If you
away.
Tuned in, you know this is the Straight Dope Show. I'm El Uno.
I'm Trey the Wonder.
Please bear with us while I go through some technical difficulties. What are we talking about today, though? You didn't answer the question, my nigga.
Where are we starting? Let's start with basketball today.
All right.
Let's start with the...
What's good in the world of hoops?
All right, so should we start with the East
Boom,
Coast?
Boom, fixed. There we go. We can look at each other now.
Should we start with the East Coast?
Sure, bro, because I saw that the my Knicks, I'm calling them my Knicks because they holding it down like one of my loser teams would do. But nah, like, is them who are they playing? The Celtics?
The Celtics are playing whatever the other team is.
Some other niggas. Somebody over there. Bruh, who cares? Nobody.
That's crazy.
Who are the Celtics playing?
Wow.
It's let's see, it's the Knicks and
the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's who
but
the
like, but the fact that I couldn't think of that.
That's who the Celtics are playing.
Yes.
Okay.
And their series is boring as fuck. It's boring as...
You know what's crazy? Is what we can when we pointed out correctly, I might add, that Donovan Mitchell is just like, you know, Kobe when he didn't like his teammates. And when he does that, they win. And when he doesn't do that, they lose.
Why?
Because they need him. Because I think the things that we put, the shit that we pointed out last time is it's like the way that he plays is he's ball dominant and everything got to run through him. And if it don't, he not contributing and then everybody else fall off because they like, we ain't never done this before.
Exactly. We not in a rhythmic motion on offense.
Right.
You know how we say, poetry and motion.
Yeah.
It's never like that for them.
Absolutely.
And then, but they have too much talent for that to be the case. And I don't like that when
the Cavaliers?
I think about this team. Yes, they have a lot of talent on that
team. Cleveland Cavaliers?
The Cleveland Cavaliers, bro. They have a full team, which is why we should have been looking at them like they were more respectable than they are.
Ain't looked at them niggas the whole time,
and
bro.
You shouldn't have. There was no reason to.
honestly, don't get your hopes up.
I look at them like I look at, I don't know, a Dallas or a Clippers team of, you know, the years past. It's even this year, but still, like, if years past, it was even more of a thing where it's like, you could get so far, but I don't actually believe in you against one of these teams that's trying to win a championship.
Real shit.
No. It's not even worth talking about.
So you think that Donovan Mitchell is the problem the whole way? When he's been the problem. Like,
it's not necessarily a problem. It's more of how you lead.
Well, when I say he's the problem, I would say he's had playoff contending teams everywhere he's been. And so it's like, is that because of him or the team around him and he just shines? You see what I'm saying?
I think he helps shine, but I don't think he helps his teammates be better. Which is a huge thing.
That makes the difference in when you're trying to win games. Like, your teammates got to know, got to feel like Steve Kerr did when Jordan passed him the ball. Like, nigga, he wants me.
That's a great way to put it.
He expect me to make the shit. Like, nigga, when I'm not relying on you for the game, but when I give you the shit, you better do something with it.
I got the rock. I can believe in myself in this moment.
Right.
We put the reps in.
Mm-hmm.
We know our sets. We'll be able to run. But right. I don't believe in that team like that because I don't believe they run like that. They run through Donovan when they're doing well.
Yeah.
When they're not doing well, they're more chaotic and what happens, happens. And if it's good, it's good.
They're more chaotic, so we can lose less. We have less structure. And then it's like, hey, the ball went in. Yeah.
This works. It works. Like they might run through Mobley for a couple plays, but he's young. He's never really gotten to that point where we can. Evan Mobley, the forward.
That's the first time I've heard that name.
So anyway,
it's probably not the first time I've heard that name, but I've had no reason to check in on him.
Yeah, you like, to remember to him when you watch the
you
team.
You know what I mean?
Like, damn, that hurts.
Or what? Hey, bro,
like I'm an up-and-coming young kid.
I'm a legit casual. Like
you lean into that. You lean into that.
Like, I'm legit casual. When I bring random niggas up, you like, oh, you know that name? Like, you know, he shined on my radar, nigga. But these other niggas?
Randomly, though.
Hey, like, bro, that scored 50 off the bench. I don't even know his name. I just want him to play more.
Are they in the playoffs still?
No. We talking about next year for him.
That's real shit. But anyway, this team in particular, they have the depth that I believe a team that can go so far needs. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then you have star players as well. So there's Darius Garland, who's one of your point guards, who's a magnificent receiver.
Saxton got traded.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
They made room for Garland to shine because of that. But it hasn't looked like that.
Because Donovan is there.
But that's where the two guard thing, where you know how Dame and CJ kind of worked? They don't look like that when they're together.
Dame and CJ worked because CJ is a know your role type of person. Like, he can, CJ has the skills to be one of your top players, right? But he also knows that he can't do that if Dame is doing that, right? So he fit in everywhere he done went. And just from listening to him talk, it feels like he knows that I know what I can do, but I also know that that's not going to help us win. I could go for 30 a night. Cool. Boom. But how many other shots did the niggas get? How did I fuck the offense up going for mine? Like, and I feel like he has that mindset that's like, nah, we trying to win games. So I'm doing what we need to win games. If we don't win, then we don't win. But I did what I needed to do for us to win.
I can see that. I mean, CJ is a whole nother story.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't really working for him down in the Pelican Bay. But anyway,
Pelican ain't working because what's his name ain't reliable.
That's the
we don't talk about story. Them because they're not in the playoffs right
Cleveland
now.
Cleveland right now is what's disappointing me because I never believed in them as a team to look at anyway. And then going against this Boston team, they look just as good as the Cleveland Cavaliers, which means you're playing down to their level. I don't want to see that. I've seen enough Warrior basketball of us playing down to another team's level to never want to see that from another team.
That's
You're
fair.
Too good. And that's then on defense, you should excel the most, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to runs, they're two star players. It seems like they never know who to play through.
And you're talking about Celtics right now.
The Celtics, bro. I'm so sick of them being mid-tier.
You know? I mean, they're the best mid-tier you've ever seen. They like They like the Spurs without the championships. They like they the Spurs of the second round, right? Like for the last.
What a way to put it, bro. That is so real.
For the last.
They the Spurs of the second round.
For the last 5-6 years, feel me? They done ran it straight to the second round. Straight to the second.
We gonna get through though.
And then every now and then they might, you know what I mean, bust through. They might. But if they don't, they looked amazing up until here. And you like, look at next year though. Look what we about to do. Nothing, nigga. Spurs in the second round. Y'all not championship worthy. And I say that with confidence because they've shown us year after year. Bruh said how many. Chick asked him, I understand he was fronting for the girl because I'd have fronted.
What was it? Five? What was it though? It was like 5 or 6 championships.
He said 5 and 6. That's what that was his answer. Now I understand because she bad and I'd have fronted in front of her too, no lie. But
he fronted hella. It's one of those like, hey, I understand.
Hey, nah, bro.
But there's
hey,
a
on,
no.
Hold on. Nah,
there's a way to do that.
Nah, check
where
it
it's
though.
Not, you're not looking stupid.
Check it though. Check it
hella
though.
Hella years later.
Check it though. Because I did that in front of her, we would have won one by now. If I did it.
Actually, I will give you that. No. Dead ass. I will give you that. Because with the way I honestly look at the Celtics, mm-hmm. it shouldn't be Jason Tatum.
Fair.
Hot take.
That's is it?
I'm so fucking serious, though. Jaylen Brown has been the what do you want to call it? The moxie of that team? I don't know, what's the word?
The heart
of that team when it really matters
mm-hmm.
for a while now.
Okay.
And I feel like Jason Tatum is that dude that he's like Klay Thompson. When I got it hot and I'm going,
he good to go.
I'm good to go,
but
right?
If you're not going,
you can count on me. But
you put his ass over there.
Stop shooting. Send the ball somewhere else and he'll, you know, keep doing his thing and then brick and then, you know, just go back lackadaisical. Like, you're too much of a star to be average ever, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. He is. He's too much of a star to ever be average.
But to be fair, he ain't done more. He's never done anything more than he's doing right now.
I mean,
and it's been a consistent 4 or 5 years. You feel me? Like, I'm glad Bruh said that because we can literally go back and be like, yo,
it has been. They've actually been in there and been a part of the, you know,
they've been in the conversation for 4 or 5, 6 years going on. Right? And it's like, all right, bro, and Jason Tatum as the star ain't worked out. It ain't.
And they've never let Jaylen Brown be the guy. They've never let him 100% be the
guy. But I think that Jaylen Brown doesn't, regardless of his skill level, regardless of the things that he does, I feel like he doesn't, you know when niggas ask you, do you like working here?
What do you mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, what is that supposed
that's
to?
That's exactly what his response is. They ask
where
is
him, going to lead?
Do you, bro, they probably because you know they both high caliber talent, right? So they sat him down and had that center of the franchise conversation. I'm pretty sure you would have been dumb if you didn't,
probably,
right? And out of that conversation, Tatum's a star.
We gonna pay you though. We gonna pay you the most in the league.
You talented, bro. We don't want you to go
nowhere
else. We
want you to stay.
We don't want you to come back and haunt us, my nigga.
But it's his team.
Yeah.
We gonna let him rock the most. Be cool with
cause,
that.
Yeah, cause nah, bro. We can't have you out there. Cause you not.
There's so many reasons we can give why we don't want you to be the guy.
And what's fucked up is I feel like for us. When I say us, I mean black people specifically. I feel like he's the person that needs to be the star.
Yeah, if he was part of the Oakland Panther team or some shit, yeah, nigga, it'd be cool. But in fucking in the NBA,
for the
ran
Boston,
by Adam Silver,
for the Boston Celtics of all teams.
No, Jaylen Brown is not the guy.
It's unfortunate.
Nah.
Onto the universe, though.
Onto the universe.
He's amazing on the Lakers. I'm just saying.
That shit. That shit is so crazy.
He changed his shit with the Lakers. Bro.
No, but that's real as fuck. That's so fucking real. There's nothing you can do about it either.
It's not.
You got to just live with that. Really that. And that's why I feel like he took that contract and was like, at least I'm getting paid the most.
That, bro, when
at least they
said,
know I'm worth,
hold
right?
Hold on, bro. When they said he got multiple degrees in like applied sciences or some random real educated fucking major where you had to pass the test and shit, do final projects.
Yeah, he's actually smart. He actually studied.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wasn't just in school to be in school, you know?
He wasn't in school for his basketball career.
Yeah, just to be in school, to say we were there. He wasn't there. He was smart.
Yeah, when you find that out, you're like, you know what? Let him do his thing.
No, no. Bad. When you find that out, and find, well, why was he smart? You look at the shit that he was into.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not going to let that guy be the star. Nah, hell nah. Fuck no.
World,
we got a smarter Kyrie on our hands. We don't need that. This nigga's more organized.
Bro, he's too calculated. We can't have him as our opposition.
They see it coming, bro. They were like, hell no. We'll pay you to shut up.
Pretty
all
right? Much, pretty much. We got you to 140 now. We got you. And we got your bird rights. We can give you the max, nigga. Whatever.
Got you for everything you want, bro. You want a parking space? You want an extra parking space?
Two suites.
Nigga, we got you.
Damn, yo, they working hard to keep us down. I'm just saying.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
Yo, it's crazy how they'll give you hundreds of millions, nigga, to be like, yo, oppressed black people.
In some way.
Like, yo.
Even in the most minute way, it don't matter, bro. Just do your part.
Matter of fact, when you talk, motherfuckers start ears perking up, just don't talk, bro. Here go the money. Just
be quiet, because he's one of them kind. He's too smart to say anything. No, don't. When they ask questions, we don't want you on the mic. Alright, just answer a basketball questions, basketball only.
I tell them to ask me basketball.
We give you 300 million for this. No. That's not right. We saying this shit.
But it's real. Fuck that. Put it out there.
Hey, it's very real.
You know what I've been thinking? Our position in the culture is to disrupt racist thought. When you see our shit scroll across, you scroll across our shit, I don't give you what it's talking about. We just
talking.
We have
no algorithms, bro.
We just talking.
But if you really do catch it, you'd be like, huh.
Exactly.
I was thinking that, too. Especially if you're a nigga in a house just randomly sitting there eating your bowl of cereal, scrolling right? You'd be like, what are these guys?
Tap on that sheet. You get the finger, be like, huh. Oh, okay. Like, yo,
I was on that too. I feel what y'all saying. Yeah, I see y'all.
That's it. Yeah, nah, we don't buy into the. We not trying to hop on the trends. We're just trying to pop in on you. Be like, hey, nigga, you know how Brett popped in and said, you know, W start with a D and left. That's how we are. Just pop in and say some shit, and then be like, all right, bro, back out. And they're like, yo.
You know, W start with a D? What?
Exactly.
I'm hella mad.
That's how I want to affect you. I want to affect you to pop in with some shit that you was never expecting. And then be like, what?
I'm hella mad because if you... Let's not.
Look,
let's not. No, because... I'm literally going to put the double U's and I'm going to be like, see? Stupid. You know? Let that go.
All right, moving on. So, let's final word on the East. The Knicks.
We just did the one team with just the one team. What was the other game?
The Knicks and whoever they're playing. The Knicks and the Pacers. Knicks and the Pacers.
So, we actually need to talk about them.
I mean, from what I can see, Jalen Brunson shoot himself in the foot with his antics, which got him here. So it's kind of hard to be like.
He's leading the team, but when it comes down to those final moments, you got to know when to trust your team.
Well, no, but I'm saying that's what I mean is as far as it, that's what got him here is Jalen Brunson went for 40 a night, 4 nights in a row.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, like not just randomly in November, man. He did that shit right now.
In the playoffs, but when it mattered most.
But as you said, speaking on the other game that we're gonna get to, that the ref changing, right? The way that they ref the game changing. So the way that you balled out to get here is not working no more. when you trying to draw the fouls or you making the moves and shit, you need to make the basket too, my nigga. Like, hey, it's cool. It's cool to try to draw the foul. People trying to hate on it. I'm like, you know what? It's cool to do that. Make the fucking basket, though. Like
foul grifting means nothing if you're not actually trying to score.
That's it. There's hey, no I have no problem with you like leaning into a nigga for the play, but you need to make the basket because if they don't call
if
it,
they don't call it, then you didn't do anything on that play at all. You didn't help anybody. You didn't do anything positive for anyone.
That's it. And that's how I feel.
Always try to make the basket at least.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel about it. And watching this game is it's like yeah, they reffing it different, bro. And you just got to make the basket. You're right on the trust his teammates thing, but my nigga, make the baskets and we're not calling out your foul grifting. Right? If you're making the baskets, bro, it's a different game. But because you're not making the baskets and it looked like you do, my God.
Another thing, honestly, that I can say about New York is they are who I thought they were. They're not ready. And I never believed in them. Like you,
that's okay.
It's cool to have,
that's okay.
But it's cool to have a guy to go to. I look at them the same way I looked at that Warriors team back in the day when we believe. It's like you got your Baron Davis, you got a star.
But I feel like we lose it that Julius Randle not in. I mean, like he got 3/4 of the season, he was there. That's how they got the seed they got and what propelled them into this. Now that they're here without him, it's like nigga, do what you can, but.
Short-handed.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever you do is a miracle, my nigga. Like, the fact you went for 40 a night, 4 nights in a row, the fact that you actually, like, making it competitive.
I give you that, but at the same time, this Pacer team ain't a real team to me. They a team that scores, and that's it. Like, they talk when they up type shit. Like, we got
like
you.
The Suns to me. Like, they, the old Suns.
Yeah, they full of shit. I swear to you, bro. I ain't never wanted to say that more about another team. It's like, why are you talking when you up? You know what I mean? Like, you really are that team 100%.
Yeah, because we up, nigga. I'm talking when I'm up.
You ain't going to never talk when you down. You ain't got that Anthony Edwards in you, bro. Why that ain't I? In you because you know you're going to come back. I got it in me to say we're going to come back. You don't have that kind of conviction.
We packing it in.
Exactly.
We down by dub.
Fuck out of here. We're good today. I don't believe in the Pacers in any way, shape, or form. I never want to hear them talk. Ever, 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 ever.
I mean, that's fair.
Tyrese Halliburton is a cool scorer kid. He ain't no champion to me.
He got to prove it.
Show me, bro.
I mean, from what Halliburton has shown,
he's talking when we up.
He has... Tough. I feel like that's not a good measure for him because I feel like he got the talent and shit. But yeah, I'm gonna talk when we up, bro. When we down, it's not just on me.
That's the point, though. Like, when it matters the most, can you really pull your team to it?
But that's the thing, though, is it's not having. I'm gonna talk when we up because I probably ran it up on you. You feel me? Like on this team, it was me that ran it up. Like because of the things I did, we did that. When we losing this shit, I'm not pulling these. Nigga, it was miracles that happened that got us here. You feel me? It wasn't me pulling the team together. It was, nigga, the ball bounced left instead of right into the nigga hand, and he got it. Like,
I can't even give you that. It's never just him when they roll it anyway. It'd be a team collected effort, bro.
But that's to my point. As it's magic, nigga. When it's rolling,
they look good. Yeah, we can definitely talk.
Nigga, but when it's not clicking, we all looking at each other like, nigga.
What's going on? What's happening? This is why I'm looking at this Knicks team, and I'm more disappointed in them than anything. Because the Pacers shouldn't be able to hang with you at all. I don't think they're on your level as a team.
Okay.
And when you looking at yourselves in the locker room, you should be saying to yourselves, we should be up 3-1 against this team. We should be heading home to close them the fuck out. Send them home.
Nah, it's 2-2.
They let them tie it up.
But it's also...
And that was and partly by Brunson not believing in his teammates down the fucking stretch. Like, y'all coming back the whole game because y'all don't have the muster of energy we need to, you know, actually take control of the game. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. It's a long series. That's what happens. But when your team puts you in the position to actually come back and win, don't squander it by saying, I got to take it all myself, right? And that's why I was pissed off. I was looking at that game, and I was fucking irritated. Because when you get down to that moment, and it just seemed like you pissed it off to me.
because I'm just believing in myself and I want this fucking moment and I believe in me more than anybody else. Fuck out of here. You cool. You're good. I like Jalen Brunson.
Hey, see, like,
but you still a 6'1 guard, nigga. Pass the fucking ball.
Try to win the game. Don't try to be the hero.
Exactly.
But I mean, but you know what? It's funny that you say that only because we live in the post-Kobe era, right? Like, yeah. Jalen Brunson is 20-plus years old, so, nigga, his whole life he grew up watching the Kobe Bryant.
He do the Kobe Bryant moves, too. Yeah. I can't hold you, bro. He do all the Kobe Bryant moves.
So, yeah.
You get in the paint, you get your little turnaround, and you know you scoring. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. Is it's like everything we saying is counter to the Mamba mentality, right? Because it's like the Mamba mentality is, I don't fuck with these niggas. Like, at the end of the day, we cool, but who do I believe in, you or me?
I believe in me.
Period.
I believe in me 100%. And he loved his teammate. You could tell they fuck with each other.
Yeah, that was
a bad moment to me because it was 2 games in a row.
Yeah.
So, right.
That's I feel like they all, first off, they should just have a conversation about it. Second, because that if that's the thing,
this is where I think Tom Thibodeau lacks as a coach, and he always has lacked as a coach. When you get so far, when you have players like this, because he's had multiple teams that can get this far,
mm-hmm.
they can't seem to get far enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They can't get past the hill.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, are you not scheming the way you need to?
Uh-huh.
Are you not? What's another way? He want to be let out. I think it's said right now, son.
Jeez, fucking
pussy
ass. God, bro. God.
I ain't mad at him.
I am.
Like, I just want to go outside, bro. It's nice out today. What are you doing, bro? You're just sitting here talking.
Like, nigga, let me out.
It's right there, bro. Anyway. what was I saying?
Thibodeau don't have it as a coach as far in these type of moments. Like,
it seems like you've had these teams enough. He's like a Doc Rivers to me. You've had these teams, you've had the talent, and once you get to this moment, it doesn't seem like you can make the adjustments mm-hmm. or you can just put your team over the top in some kind of a way. Some kind of a coaching way.
I would say he likes Steve Kerr.
I can't even give him that.
The reason I'm saying that, from the conversations that we had about Steve Kerr, why you don't fuck with him, it's like, it's the interpersonal part. I can scheme up anything to get us past these things. But when there's personalities, when I'm fighting the Mamba mentality in my star player, how do I
use that
to my advantage to make this shit successful? We got the talent. We got the players. We got all these things in place. But I don't know how to talk to you.
He don't have it.
You see what
Whatever
I'm
it is, he don't have it that can get them to that point.
And the reason I equated it to Steve Kerr is because in the situations that's happened over the last 2 or 3 years, it's who's in charge and who telling you what it is? Not let me ask you how I'm telling you what we about to do. And then I'm gonna make it cool for you to be okay with the shit we about to do.
No, actually, I like that because when it comes to coaches, we do respect in that manner, like Eric Spoelstra. We can have problems like Butler. We can have issues on the court, even on the in front of the cameras.
Uh-huh.
We can have these issues, and we still gonna go out and win these games. You still gonna go out and follow in suit because you believe in me as a coach, and I believe in you as a player.
There's
a difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I instill that in you. And it matters in coaching, and I feel like we talk about the players a little bit too much, and we always talk about the coaches, but...
Well, you know what? I mean, this is a different conversation, but I'm really bringing it up because it equates. And when we talk about movies that fail, right, we talk about the actors not doing their job, or it didn't look right or something, right? That's the director's job. The vision, the movie that came out was ultimately their vision. Right, they was hired to produce this thing. Hella niggas okayed it from the top. It wasn't the bottom. The actors and shit at the bottom, nigga. They getting hired to do a job, do your part, and we
got just
it.
Here, bro.
It's niggas from the top that said this is okay. We okay with this. This is what we running with. And then if the movie fails, we looking at the actors like, oh, they suck. They was hella bad in that movie. It's like, nigga, they sat there and did 12 takes.
The producer and the director had all of these visuals. They saw them over and over again, and they said, we gonna rap with that. We gonna do that.
That's the one we rocking with, right? And then when the people didn't like it, it's the actor's fault?
Nah.
Like, and the same thing goes for sports. It's like the players got the talent and all of those things. But when you get to situations like the playoffs where it relies on your personalities, how are you making these niggas work together to win? I don't give a fuck about your X's and O's, but they can all score.
Yeah.
But how you gonna make them believe in their teammates, nigga, when they getting hounded? When they double teamed and bro didn't pass out the fucking double team. It's like, yo, you see it coming, somebody open.
It's literally, but you literally see it coming. And instead of saying, let me dribble to an area and see if I can get a shot and then pass it off, you just dribble to an area and panic. And multiple times in a row. It wasn't once. Yeah, he did it multiple times
and
in a row.
That's not just your, and that's your personality thinking it's all on you, bro. Your coach needs to show you that your teammates is around.
This is why I think it is a Thibodeau problem, because you've had these issues before.
That's fair, because I've never analyzed his coaching. So I don't know much about
it. His coaching is mostly playing hard and putting yourself in position to win. Mm-hmm. It's like if you put yourself in position to win, then you should be able to carry yourself. And I think that's why his teams play hard.
Okay.
This team plays hella hard. But when you playing against a team that knows how to capitalize on your mistakes, playing hard only gets you so far. You can't just keep making the same mistakes.
Absolutely.
You have to correct them.
Yeah.
Thibodeau, as a coach, you have to stop the game.
And point out the mistakes they're making so they're aware.
Get your player to understand, hey, if you get in double team, pass it out.
Pass over here.
We're going to have it open over here. You're going to believe in him.
Outlet.
This is why fucking LeBron has been so great for so many years.
That's fair.
Yeah, on those moments.
It's the smart play. It's like, even if you don't, like, I don't know.
He's willing to take the criticism if it doesn't go well.
But it's the smart play.
It's always the smart play. And then also, Jokic being the MVP for the third time in a row. What does he do? He always makes the smart play.
Bro, that pump fake, around the nigga arm pass.
You could just count on it, bro. You could literally just count on it because that's what we're designed to do. I'm going to make the smart play. But when you're not designed to do that, when your team, because you're the coach, you don't care to actually design and put them in a position to win. No, we're just going to run it and run hard. Fuck out of here. That's not good coaching to me. That's Doc Rivers style of coaching in my heart. Nigga, the Doc Royal. The Doc Rivers school of losing and the end. I gave it up.
Like, we never know. Was it my fault? Or was it theirs? We don't know.
So yeah, that would be my East Coast takes. That would definitely be my East Coast takes.
Okay.
I don't believe in Thibodeau. And then the Celtics is kind of whack.
Trash, yo. I'm sad with the Celtics only because that clip just brings it out, dog. You've been a contender. You've been in the conversation for 6 to 7 years now. Because at the time of that interview, it was like 2 or 3 years of y'all being in the playoffs over and over, back to back to back. So now we 5 years after that, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's like, yo, how long? I mean, I guess it's to sell tickets because y'all still good enough to make the playoffs.
It definitely is to sell tickets.
Because it don't make no sense, bro. Everybody else would have broke it up by now.
Yeah.
Like, everybody.
Yeah. But we're not going to. Because it's working for us. We're going to sell these jerseys.
Hey, bro. Second round Spurs.
They gonna make it. No, it's more like the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll get there, or maybe get to the finals and then lose. They
that's
that good, which is weird.
I'm saying they the second round Spurs because they get through it.
I don't like this shit, but at the same time, it does go to what I said earlier.
They go through it. They get through the second round, and then sometimes they fall out. You notice the Spurs was that in the championship. This is them in the second round.
Okay, but right? Right? But I'm a further this conversation. Last week I said this would be the year if Dallas was ever going to beat anybody. But if they did,
they don't. Not right now. And that, I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm a casual, so I don't know all the details. But I guess Luka hurt. And
yeah, he kind of hurt.
I think that the
laboring.
I think that the reason the Spurs ain't got it is your two best players is your guards. And if anybody tall come in there, it'll look like the fucking Nuggets when they ran into the Wolves the first time when these niggas played hard. Like, it's like, oh, somebody big? Oh, shit. Like, and that's the problem, period.
What do you do?
Right? And it's like I don't see the Mavericks with an adjustment to fix that.
If we rely on Luka and Kyrie now, it was just Luka before. When we had Brunson, we were just relying on Luka. But now we've learned to rely on at least two of these guys.
It's cool to have. It's cool you got two. But,
it's still just that.
When somebody big come around, bro, what you doing? Yeah. How do you solve that problem?
They got a young guy named Lively, and that's it. Kind of skinny.
Right, okay, cool. So when he fell out... Or get in foul trouble.
He ain't doing nothing against Jokic's of the world. So, nah. Hell no.
That's it.
This is why I was saying Minnesota, we needed them to get through Denver, and they're not looking like it anymore. I don't know anymore.
They're not looking like it because it's really hard to motivate, what does Bobani call him? 14 feet of questionable? Something like that.
Them 2 7-footers. Them two 7-footers.
It's really hard to get them locked in. Somebody said they was dumb and dumber and showed when he tried to lift him up and fell himself. And it's like, yo. You a defensive player of the year. Other bruh is the best shooting big man ever. Like, knocking three.
So
down.
He says.
He says, but the numbers match.
Like, his teammate shoots better than him.
Who's his teammate?
That Reed that's been playing better than both of them motherfuckers in they same position. Him.
All right. I don't know
shooting better than them and playing defense against Jokic better than them. Why? Why? Why is your DPOY getting played out of games again? Another year in a row.
Because he's not that guy. This is fucking and the stupid. Fact that he got another one.
Fucking stupid.
Who gave him that award?
They
no,
do.
You know what? Y'all fucked it up. When y'all didn't give Jokic his third one. When he deserved it. So now. All of the fucking awards.
They got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it do.
No, it don't.
Y'all don't even know how to do this shit no more. Niggas don't even know how to vote. They like, I guess the numbers and shit.
No.
We're not doing the eye test no more.
Nah.
He got the numbers and shit. They comparable.
I ain't giving you this because Gobert has never deserved DPOY. That nigga got four of them, bro. How many people in the history of the league have three? This nigga got four of them. He's never deserved one, let alone two.
I agree with you.
Hell nah. He has gotten played out of playoff series over and over and over again. This is another series where they look better, where your team, when it matters most, looks better on defense. Your calling card, the thing that got you the award, again, your team looks better on the court without you when it matters most. On defense specifically. Naz Reid is playing better defense against the MVP than you could dream of.
But he the MVP though. So
he ain't even guarding him on the court sometimes, bro. He just out there defending the paint, and Jokic is doing his thing. I'm going to just let you do your thing over there, bro. I'm going to be the DPOY over here, away from you.
I'm going to just be the same.
The most dangerous nigga on the court. I'm not going to stop you in no way.
Nah, because he like my numbers, though. Like, that's what I play center field, like, and I only do shit when you come by me. I'm not really like an on-ball defender.
This nigga's a joke. He is a joke. At the end of games, down the stretch, you throwing the ball out, people. Tapping the ball out to the other team. You fucking fumbling the ball off yourself. You defending the wrong niggas. You fouling and shit. You doing everything down the stretch that a DPOY should not be doing. Defensive player of the year. I mean, that means you were the best.
Yeah, on his team.
The best.
On his team.
He's so trash, it's ridiculous. They gave him four of them things, bro. None of them awards mean shit. They're all stupid.
I mean,
anybody voted that ever voted for him is a jackass.
Yeah, I don't know who. Like, I felt like you always had to pass the eye test. Like, I don't really give a fuck about your numbers. Like, you can throw numbers at me all day. But if I look at the shit you're doing, if I look at your game and be like,
what is he doing on defense that I should be scared of?
Who are you stopping? You just told.
Jokic went at him every time he could. Oh, you're guarding me this time?
I bet.
I got you. Actually, none of y'all dudes can really guard me. I can go at all of y'all. This is the best defensive team in the league, supposedly.
That's why he got the award.
Because of the numbers. We've done this before, bro. Utah. How many years in Utah did they have number one defense?
That's what I'm saying, though.
Off the block shots.
I feel like you can have a top rated anything and still suck. Like, it's not real hard. Like, I mean, even take it off basketball, bro. If you look across the board at just even, like, consumer products, the top-rated shit ain't always the best shit when you actually put your hands on it. When people talking about it and shit like that, it's like, oh, look at how amazing. Look at all the features it has.
This goes to that Drake conversation. This definitely goes to that Drake conversation.
But when you get your hands on it and you start fucking with it, you like,
is this really that great to me? I don't think this is really that great to me. I don't think I want to play this over and over again. This isn't really that good.
Yeah, and all of you cats type in Family Matters. All of you cats.
I actually like that song.
I know, bro. Stop fucking lying.
Why are you saying it? It slaps.
You know why? No, look. I'm going to tell you why I'm saying that. Because you're right. The beat is...
You said something about you didn't like what...
You, when you listen to songs, bro, are you listening to it for the vibe? Or and paying attention to everything, or are you just hearing the beat? Because I'm not gonna deny the beat. The beat on that song.
I'm gonna give it both. I'm gonna give it both.
Right?
Because
so when I
hear you riding the beat well, you rapping well.
Okay.
You chose the right one. So the vibe.
It's hitting all those notes.
All those
notes.
Right.
Uh huh.
Affects me.
Uh huh.
Everything is out the window. I listen to ratchet shit. We're not going front like I don't.
You don't like that diss in no way?
Huh?
You don't like that diss in no
trash,
way?
Trash, bro.
It's trash in
the energy way. From it, the energy that I get from the words that he's saying was that fucking, the hard six, nigga, just with a little harder beat. Like, nigga, he didn't.
I didn't feel that way at all.
See, exactly. But I'm saying, for me.
Yeah.
For all you niggas.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. I will take that and I will accept that. Because I had to hit you with like, yo, I've been listening to this shit over and over as I'm like actually liking this song.
It's all of you niggas because I feel like it's that age group, right? And I can say that because I'm not in it. So I'm looking at all of you, everybody that's saying, oh, this song, that song, The Funny Matters was the best song out of all of the
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
No.
But.
It's one of them.
But. Same fucking shit. So all of you niggas saying that that's one of the best songs in this little battle shit, right? And it's like, hey, I'll give you the beat. How he wrote the beat, how his rap flows and all of those things, right? The song content is like, all right, my nigga, what are you saying?
He ain't saying nothing.
Like he's never did. So everything my nigga just called you out for. He said, we don't want to hear you say nigga no more. Your mom opens the song saying... Hey, maybe I don't think you should. And you like, nigga, I
said it. I meant it. Whatever.
Right? And it's like, all right, bro, cool. Go in then. And I'm listening to the whole 6 minutes of this shit. I'm not just going to cut you off. I'm gonna let you talk.
You ain't like none of the switch ups. You for none of the switch
what
ups.
What you talking about, my nigga?
See, cause where I start and to like no, the song is after the but first switch up. I'm like, okay, now I'm into this.
I can't deny.
And then from that point on, I think it's like four more minutes of the song. I'm like, oh, this shit's nice.
Look, I can't deny the beats and the beat switches.
That's probably what has me. Like, I will admit though, it's not what he says that is grabbing me.
So that's what I'm saying is I wish everybody else would.
Because would say that for real?
Because that's the point, bro. I'm okay with it. Hey, if we just let the beat.
But we also can take ourselves out of this not to be fans and say, we're talking as if we look at these other people as if they can't be fanatical. They're fanatical, and that's all they're going to see is my savior is being destroyed public right now.
But that's the thing is. Those people that are being fanatical, right? They're not admitting that part. They saying they being objective and shit, but you telling me Family Matters was a good song and you a hip hop fan? My nigga, listen to that.
Song.
No, listen again. The beats slap. Beats, multiple. How he was rapping on them. Hey, I fuck with his flows. Lyrical content, my nigga. What are you talking about? This nigga shooting at you and the energy I'm getting from these bars right now? Is you like, ah, shit, this nigga, he might have said some shit. Feel me? And then,
I don't get that from it. I don't think that he said anything that would hurt Kendrick Lamar in any way.
And I'm not looking for that, because like I said, we're not expecting you to attack him back. But my nigga, you're not as braggadocious as you are either. You're not the fly nigga just stunting on hoes either. The energy's not there.
I guess it was more of like, I'm just coming back at you, and that's it. But I was okay with that. At the time, I was okay with that because I was hoping that the beef was going to, you know, keep going up from there. I didn't think
Kendrick
would... Kendrick what do we even call that, bro? Did he drop a bomb or did he drop a hero?
He took the air out the balloon, bro. Everybody was hyped. I listened to the YouTube shit. Everybody was on that Family Matters. This was the Drake.
It was good. It was a good
other, right?
12 hours.
Yo, and not even 12 hours, bro. Because 20 minutes later, he dropped that Meet the Gram shit where it was like, hey, look, I'm talking to your son and your secret daughter, nigga. And I'm telling your mama.
It was 20 minutes after that song came out.
It was within an hour.
Damn.
And so everybody that was hyped with the Family Matters shit, they like, Kendrick dropped one, and you put that on.
Because
like,
I told you, as soon as I heard Meet the Grahams, I was like, look.
Sit down.
I was like, look. There's having beef, right? And then there's just being mean.
He was being mean.
He was being very mean.
I love it.
That was cold shit.
Was great.
How are you just going to go at his family like that?
I didn't go at his family. I went at him talking to his family.
That wasn't cool.
Nigga, hey, and because of the man I am, I stand on all that shit I said, nigga.
On all that shit.
It's a real song. Man. That shit on DSPs, nigga. Download it right now. Hey, nigga, I stand on the art. I put out, my nigga. What about you?
Kitchen said, y'all can all use it too, bro. I'm going to let y'all use this.
Let you rock with it. It's cool.
It's all right. I want y'all to do. So, what was the craziest thing you saw over the week?
Wait, hold on. not even crazy. My favorite thing is the fucking Knuckles and the Kendrick Lamar little 8-bit shit. It's wop, 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 wop.
On the watch?
Wop, wop.
Was it on the watch?
It's a wallpaper and shit. You can get it on your phone. But nigga, I seen it on the Instagram shit first. I was wop, 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 wop.
I saw it on a dude's watch, bro. I saw that shit on the watch. I was like, yo, this is crazy. This is crazy.
All the animations. All of them, they all fire. I fuck with everybody.
The one I posted yesterday, was it you that sent it to me?
Which one?
It was him with the Saving Private Ryan? Where with the knife, where he stabbed him.
Oh, when he was on?
Yes! I was like, yo. Yo. This is too much.
The one I sent you today, when they was like, they even bumping it at Disneyland. Now, I knew the audio from the fucking club, from the brunch where bro was like, son of my...
It don't matter though.
Exactly.
It don't matter, bro. We slapping this at Disneyland too, bro. We slapping this everywhere.
Hey, to be fair though, everybody I done pulled up to that was slapping, it was going off, coming on.
Can you think of a song that has gotten that big that fast? Like, what was the last song you can think of that sparked like this?
That,
I need water.
What's that one? Harlem Shake, where it wasn't even a song. It was just niggas going, yeah, that shit, that one, and then that.
What song was it, though?
That was called Harlem Shake. That was it. It was just a beat drop. It was like an EDM song. That song, and then Turn Down for What? That's the last one I remember where
everybody had it.
Everywhere I went, no matter I was on everywhere. The golf course,
everything.
They got possible. The car wash. They got the stoplight. They got the Jack in the Box.
They playing you on the news, buddy.
Yeah. When the anchors. It's Friday. Turn off. But what's the craziest part about this one though is what we talked about before is how it's more than a Drake diss. It's a they can get these weird niggas out of here anthem.
Cause we don't need this in culture anymore.
No, but what's amazing is everything you just said. It's playing across the board, like on the news is the shit. Hey, certified what?
Bro, what was A minor? Yeah. I told you that I was gonna pop off. Didn't I tell you that was gonna be the
you
shit?
Didn't have to tell me, my nigga. It was easy to know.
Kendrick might be one of the coldest niggas that ever rapped.
Ever.
Like, but you know how we would say that shit before and it'd be like, why y'all gassing him like that? You'd be like, but he this and but he that. But he ain't really did nothing. Like, ended this nigga in a way. Nah, bro, because I don't think niggas really, because you be in the moment so much that it's like you're not really grasping a whole what is really happening right now. Drake hasn't said a word since. His fucking fuck out of here. His security guard got shot at his home.
Hey, multiple niggas been trying to get into his spot too. I don't know.
Bruh, they vandalizing his shit. His whole life is turned upside down. Can this nigga come outside right now? You talking about for the weird niggas, for real though. Can y'all niggas come outside while we playing this shit right now? This is like an anthem for the world, ain't it? Like, oh my God.
Bruh, he told you.
can't come outside.
Cat Williams told you it was up for all you big dick deviants.
Weird ass niggas, bro.
He told you that in January. Here we are in May.
Cat Williams looked like a prophet and all kind of other shit, but man, just man.
Yo,
I ain't never seen it because we saw what was it the what in reference? Can you think of things where somebody got ended in a way that was public? That was this bad.
It wasn't
like public image where everybody's shitting on you. Seriously, take a moment to think about that. Like, because where I'm saying, like, the moment in history where we are because of how big Drake is, how much people don't like Drake, how much people do like Drake, how big Drake has been over the years, how many number one hits he's had, how many plays he gets. How many fucking, you know what I mean? It's like the influence that you have over people.
This is the thing, though. You would think that it would take more than a rap beef to get him out of here.
But you said it, though. Your influence over people isn't real. It's generated off an algorithm.
So we talked about this off the show.
We've talked about it on here all the time, but we've talked about it in other ways. It wasn't centered on Drake.
Well, yeah, but it's really just the fakiness of the algorithms, dog. It's a system that can be persuaded, right? Or not even persuaded. You can just buy it how you want to if you got the money to do it. So when you see... Yeah, bruh.
But this shows that more than anything.
When you think about it like this, all of the hits that Drake's had, right? Everybody, and he has real fans and shit. Like, I'm not going to say he don't.
Yeah, he has a huge amount of fans.
How come they don't keep ringing off? As awesome as he...
Because when the world likes something, it's different than you being a fan of something. Fans are only a small collective of the whole bunch, right? But when the world likes something, we all like something. Like what's the song? Like, girls just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. All women like that song because it's for girls, right? So just in general, you're just going to like that. Mm-hmm. Across the board, it's always going to hit, right? Mm-hmm. This song hits across the board. Because we don't like you.
That's really what it is.
That's really what it is. You know, and it's crazy. That, but that's crazy.
Well, no, but it's not crazy when you actually talk to people. When you, like, if you actually just been around, I'm not young, right? So when I'm around people my age, a little bit older, a little bit younger, the conversation is, I don't really fuck with that. Yeah, it's like, I like this song, it be on the radio and shit. I know the words, but when I hear it's him, like, I turn that shit off. I don't even know who that is, like, know him personally. It's just, and I don't fuck with him.
I think my generation's a little bit different because we grew up with him, plus.
But I think that that's the, not to cut you off, but I think that that's where the difference is because you grew up with him, you also grew up with the algorithm telling you that
this he's is number one. Want, yeah.
Like I said before, I fuck with academics, but when he's one of them cats that, he's number one, you just hating. Right?
He and got so many listens. Like, people like this. It's got all of these views.
But all of that shit don't matter when I talk to people about your music and they don't really give a fuck. Or they like, hey, I heard that. It's cool, but I listen to this though. Like, when nobody's really like hyping your shit like that, you're number one because of something else. When this song hit, this song came out midday on a Saturday or something.
Actually, wait, before you even make that point, you're number one on the charts, but are you number one in our minds? Are you number one when we sitting around talking? Well, wait, let's say you were about to meet up with five of your friends, mm-hmm. right? And we take a trip. Mm-hmm. If we playing songs, right? If you don't even come up, you're not number one in our heads. You're not number one to us. Mm-hmm. And then that's five people, right?
Yeah.
So if we go into a whole group, like let's say we go to a bar mm-hmm. and we put on a... Well, wait.
And we put on a drink for...
And most of the bars, like, nah, who put this shit on? Turn this shit off. For real, though. You were the one that was like, yo, this is the shit. This is what they playing out there. And you put it on out there, and they said, we don't want to hear this shit.
Yo, next.
The reality is...
it's fabricated. It's not... that's crazy.
It's not real.
Because it's funny when you, like, as you put it in those terms, I feel like I've done that. I feel like I've been in a place where it's
you've been a DJ enough, yeah.
Where it's like, hey, dog, put this Drake on, or it's like, or it come up, and cats is looking like, yo, did you pick this song, my nigga? Like,
this was your one. Like, this was your one.
You had some slaps on. All right, like, whoa.
They'll rock with it. Like, all right, it's cool. But you know, why him though?
Damn.
And this beef is for all those people that have always felt that way. I mean, he cool, but why is he number one?
But you know what's funny is, as we say that, I've watched multiple, Bomani, like, being older, a little bit older than me, said the same shit. It was like, he cool, but what the fuck with that? Like, and it's like, it's across the board where it's like, yeah, you make good music, but who you talking to and for why? Right? Like, do I feel, am I your audience? Even if I'm not, if it's a good song, I'm a bop to it. Right, but it's like the shit's not hitting like that, but for whatever reason, that was the number one shit all the time. Everything you drop was the number one, even if it was arguably trash.
I just remember the champagne, what was it, party or what was it? Champagne, just whatever the what was that shit? The one with the emojis. No, the one with the emojis on
it. That's Certified Lover.
That was the point where I was like 100%, he isn't for my generation anymore. He's moved on to the next one. 100% now. He isn't listening to my ear anymore. He doesn't care. He's not making
it. He's not trying to ring for you.
Doesn't matter. It's 100% the next generation.
That's fair.
It's for them. But that's your target audience. And if your target audience don't fuck with you anymore.
Dog, when cats is just waiting for your downfall.
That's crazy. See, that's
because the illest part is, it's like, you can't say you've been at the top of the game and people just be hating on you. Because if you say that,
not like this, bro.
No, because my question would be, besides being from California, why would niggas hate on me for you? You see what I'm saying? It's like he been at the top, nigga, my whole life, damn near. So even he from California and he independent in a way that he not gonna get the Universal push and shit like that. But he done made movies. He done had clothes. He got one. He done all this shit.
All who hating on,
bro? Because I see him fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not that you at the top, niggas hate on you. It's like, nah, there's a reason people don't like you.
Something.
And there's something about whatever you got going on that niggas really didn't like, and they had to fuck with you, as we talked about before. It's like, why would I not take this stimulus package? I don't have to like you, nigga, to get money off.
Yeah, I'm going to let you do this feature because it's putting me on. But that don't mean I like you, bro. You're not a part of my group.
No, bro. You cool because we doing a song together. What
Autumn future sound like features,
dissing, bro. What I sound like dissing you on the song where you featured at?
All them future features, bro.
Oh, fuck, bro. It's boosting me. The fuck you mean? I'm using you. What? I don't understand how people don't. Can't equate that. They'd be like, oh, they really friends and shit. It's like, nigga, this is business, bro. Again, same with Futures, the same with Rick Ross. These cats been on records from the 90s, my nigga. They've been making music since 2000. I'm in high school. They making fucking music.
Yeah.
Right?
We've been trying to do this for too long. We don't need you like that. We used to using people who have talent.
Bruh, and you got talent, my nigga, so let's hop on. We're going to do this shit. Bam.
That's it.
Run it up.
We not friends. Drake want to be friends, bro. I thought we were cool.
Nobody likes you, bro.
We don't like you.
Yo, no, you have friends. Go hang out with them.
Apparently.
That's the, like, no,
apparently your group ain't even trustful.
But that's the thing, though, is I feel like everything that you're saying is just like you want to be friends. Why do you want to be friends with celebrities when no celebrity wants celebrity friends?
Okay, wait. Where does he actually go from here? Cause it's been a week since, and I can't not hear this song. And like I said, I haven't heard one thing from Drake since.
I don't.
And his security got shot up.
He got a lot of other problems, and we don't know how truthful the bars are. When a nigga say, "Yo, I was about to get raided," is he speaking hyperbolic, nigga, or do we know something? And then you got all of these other events happening at your house that got the police at your house multiple times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, in this, like, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, we don't, I can't honestly tell you where it goes because it's like this uncharted territory, my nigga.
It's different.
Like, the shit that you, they say he's selling all his houses in America and shit like that. It's like, bro, the way you moving right now, the way you happen to be moving in this instance, like right in this moment, is real suspect, my nigga.
What's up with Kaz?
But it could have, but again, it could just be all coincidences, nigga. That shit just, nigga, I was moving anyway, this, that, and the other. But the way it looks, the optics of it, it shit look bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's really going on?
What is going on?
And I couldn't tell you, bro. I would say, nigga, just disappear. Just slide off, bro.
Slide off for a couple years.
Hey, because what I said last time was, this was a, not even a couple years, nigga. Drake done. Nigga, Aubrey Graham showed up in some movies and shit in 5 years. Nigga, good for you, dog. We look at you like, oh, hey, this nigga acting again.
Actually, yeah.
Like, but
nobody would be mad at that. You give it a long enough time.
But I'm saying, like, right now, it's like, dog, that character of Drake, everything that you got called out for on the record.
Nobody wants to be a part of that.
No, but it's showing out to be true, bro. You a fucking colonizer. Like, the same way the niggas in the hood was using you to get they boost up and make their career, like, into that next level.
You know what's weird, though?
The same way you was using them for the street cred.
You know what's weird, though? In a weird way,
this is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.